Yo, shout out to the Most High. It's always the highest even when we win our lower status, LDs, for another episode of I Need to Know with my special guest. Introduce yourself, G.
And then my name is Marshawn Lynch. I'm talking about what's happening, town business in the building.
My motherfucking cousin, man, he showed up, man, and he came early.
Yeah. Shit, we said in the car, man, that nigga ain't here yet, man. You feel me? You can't bust a nigga in.
For sure, man. I try to be professional and shit like that. I greatly appreciate that.
Man, it's all good, family, man. Thanks for having me, though.
For sure, man. I want to start off from the beginning, and then I want to transition. So how long did you know that you wanted to play professional football?
Ooh, sure. You say how long? To be honest with you, man, I couldn't say how long, but when it probably became a reality was maybe after I found out that I could go to college.
You know what's crazy? Because I was anticipating, I was going to ask you this, I was going to say, did you plan on going pro or did you just want to run niggas over in OAL and throw up North Oakland?
Man,
that's what I really want to.
Hey, look, that's what it turned out to be, though. But, I mean, realistically, like, I mean, you know, shit, it wasn't no, like, I mean, you know, everybody say, oh, I had dreams. You know, that was my dream. But, I mean, reality, like.
Oh, come a little closer to the mic.
I say, but reality, it was more so like, you feel me? I wanted to ride around with in a box with 415s. Like that was the dream for youngsters growing up in the town. So, you know, all the you know, when the football started happening, like, you know, that was like some extra shit.
Yeah. Okay. So, who gave you your first big letter?
Oh, my first big letter came from Notre Dame, Tyrone Willingham.
Okay.
Black head coach. He had just got the job up there. And he wrote me a handwritten letter on a little, the postcards?
Yeah.
Sent me a postcard from Notre Dame. I was juiced about it. But that's about the same time it all started to click for me.
Is this 11th grade or 12th grade or 10th?
This was the end of my 10th grade year.
Damn. You been getting this motherfucker been getting letters since he been 15.
Couldn't even read that much.
Yeah,
he wrote it in all cursive. Like, yeah. Yo, man, I can't even read this shit.
Yeah. So another thing I want to talk about, because I always say that your soulmate is a person, place, or thing, sometimes from a love perspective, but it's also your greatest obstacle. So on the field, who was your greatest obstacle that you couldn't wait to play? Like, there go that motherfucker from this school. What other back you just feel like you just had to do? I mean, outdo.
Realistically, it really came down to me.
Okay.
You feel me? I most of the time, like, I... You know, shit growing up, especially younger, though. Like, I mean, you know, I had a lot of self-doubt. Like, man, I don't know if I could, you know what I mean, if I could score this week or if I could get 100 yards this week. So, you feel me? Mainly, I played that game against myself and my mind before I even went and got on the field. So, 9 times out of 10, I done already done played the game just right here, though.
Gotcha. So why do you think that you had some self-doubt?
Oh, I mean, shit, really, I just believe the self-doubt came from, I mean, shit, not believing in myself, you know, just, you know, all of the, I say the outside distractions, and I mean, you know, just mainly, you know, it could have been from, you know, putting too much stress on myself or, you know, the rest of the team, like, oh, you got to get off this week. And then it come to a point where, okay, well, I don't want to disappoint them. I don't want to disappoint myself, you know. And then, I mean, you know, the games was more so, you know, especially playing in the town, like, you had to represent what you had going on. And then, you know, being from the North, you know, it's so small, but you feel me? You wanted to make sure that you represented, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, when you playing against a team from the East or the West, like, you know, I ain't just playing for the school. I'm playing for the whole hood right now.
And that alludes to what I was saying earlier. Did you just want to be a motherfucker running motherfuckers over, throwing up ice?
I mean, you know, it felt good then, but shit, you know, when you step up, you know, to the next level far as, you know, college, and then you get to do it, and then when you get to the lead, and then you still able to do it. And I mean, shit, not even just with, you know, with the sports, but with anything I do, I always try to just make sure I, you know what I mean, represent where I'm from, though, straight up.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you have a high school sweetheart?
A high school sweetheart? You mean like a high school break mark? Nah. But I mean, you know, a high school sweetheart? Yeah, I could say I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could say I did.
Like when you run into her now and stuff like that is, bitch! Nah. You know, I like, you know, shit like that.
Nah, you know, had that. You know, you had that. You know, you had that. What they call it, that young puppy love. But I mean, you know, it was, you know, I mean, and then at Tech, you know, we had some bad ones too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, lusting over them all. But I mean, as far as like love and all that, I wouldn't say too much like that. But for sure, a whole lot of lust for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
So when you was going to the next level and you talked about like lack of confidence, like did you have butterflies like when you was like when you was going from Tech to Cal?
You know what? I think all the way up until my first play in college was when, you know, that kind of situation stopped for me.
Okay.
But all through high school for sure. But it was like even through the my first practices at Cal and everything. But as soon as, like, the game had started and I was back there for getting ready to receive the kickoff.
Yeah.
Then all that shit just disappeared.
Gotcha. And at this point, is your best friend Rob Ben passed away when you went to Cal, or did he?
Nah, he was still here.
Okay.
Yeah. In the stands with the rest of the family mobbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that gave some extra motivation too, so. I mean, you know, at that time, it was a lot of them that wasn't gone, and that, you know, more so. Because, I mean, shit, Cal only, what, 5 minutes away from the crib. So, yeah. You know, they, hey, man, you finna play. You gotta put on for the town, bro, straight up. Like, you feel me? We going to be up there, even if we can't get in, but we going to be out there. We going to try to, you know what I mean, sneak in, or we going to try to find a way to get in that thing one way or another. But, yeah, man, that was real life real life motivation. And I think, you know, throughout my whole time playing sports, you know, my motivation always came from, you know, not from a fame or a material standpoint. It was always genuine, like on some love shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's funny though, because in my head, I picture you as like King Solomon. You the richest motherfucker I know.
Oh,
so check this out. But King Solomon, though, guess what, though? He wished for wisdom, and then he got riches. In this football shit, you just loved it, and look what you got.
Yeah. Well, shit, when you put it like that, you know, you make a good comparison. But, I mean, realistically, I believe that's how it went, too, though.
Yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of times, like, when you try to force certain things, it don't work, because sometimes the piece of the puzzle don't, you know, it don't so always
you get, fit. You get into doing shit for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. And it was really your love.
I mean, I feel that shit from day one when it came to the point where it was like, you know, we ain't had a bread to be able to go play organized football. So it was always come down to a situation where niggas just had to play in the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the coaches lived across the street from my grandma, seen me out there getting down. You know, he had his younger brother who played, and then he was one of the coaches at the same time. So he like, man, you feel me? Like, man, come on. Come on out here to practice and see what's up.
Yeah.
And I got to tell him, like, bro, I ain't going to even lie to you. I ain't even got the bread to.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, man, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to figure out a way, man. Yeah. Just let moms know we're going to get down and.
Yeah.
You feel me? We gonna make something work. So that was how I got my first introduction to going and playing organized football, though.
Yeah. So is Mama Lynch, is she like one of your biggest, not the biggest supporter?
I don't know no higher.
For sure.
I don't know no higher.
Yeah.
Moms, I'm talking about shit. Come wake me up out of my sleep. Like, boy, take them damn pads off. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm asleep, head to toe.
Yeah.
Shoulder pads, helmet. Yeah. Thigh pads, knee pads, cleats. Like, man, if you don't, boy, take that shit off and get your ass in bed.
Yeah.
Mama, I'm ready for the game tomorrow. Yeah. And what was bad about it was I was only a six-down player, so I was only going to play for six plays in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was bad, but I knew for sure every near and last one of them plays, I was going to hear my mama acting like I was the goddamn quarterback on the team.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? Josh Johnson was the quarterback.
Too, yeah.
For sure, yeah. That's my cousin's brother, but in Black World, we all cousins.
We all family.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rosemary.
Uh-huh. Oh, look, speaking of, I got to go see her after this.
Yeah. Okay. Tell her nephew Lauren said what's up.
Yeah, man, I'll drop it for you. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I was going to say, so Josh, did he go to San Diego?
University of San Diego.
Okay, dope. So I know that really feel good because both of y'all the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So both of y'all got letters and both of y'all was going, both of y'all went to college. But did y'all want to play together?
I mean, we did. And I mean, you know, it almost came a point of time where, that was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was, going through some shit while I was up at Cal. And I had hit Josh like, hey, man, hit y'all. See if y'all coach would take me, if he'd let me come up there and play with y'all. So he... You feel me? Hollered at the coach. He like, yeah, man, if you can make it work. But, I mean, it didn't work out like that. But it was a thought.
Yeah. So this is what I want to know. When you got to Cal, you from the town, you know what I'm saying? They feel Oakland on you. Did you receive any racism?
Yeah, most definitely.
Talk about that.
Hell yeah, man. that shit was crazy because, I mean, I was expecting it a little bit, but not too much. Because, I mean, when I was at Tech, we used to take field trips. We had a teacher, Miss Kapner, and she would take us up to Cal to do these protests. And that's when they was talking about affirmative action type shit. So it was like, you get the kid in the Cal because you black. And I mean, when I got up there, in some of the classes, I had some students who would, drop some shit like, you only here because affirmative action or, you only here because you black and can play football type shit. And it was like, okay, but it just so happened that the classes that I was in was education classes.
Yeah.
So what they do is they'll take all the students from Cal and they'll take us to all the Oakland Public Schools.
Yeah.
So, we go from Cal, we go to Castlemont, and the same teachers that be talking that bullshit.
Yeah.
Now we got to be the teacher in that classroom. So, the kids on their ass, like, why the fuck this lady in here, like this white lady trying to teach me and shit, like, just on their head type shit, and they losing their mind type shit, not coming to classroom. Like, hey, man, sit your ass down. Like, man, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah.
Man, I know your brother in hell. Oh, you do? Like, nigga, I'm from Oakland. Oh, you from Oakland and you go to Cal? Like, oh. And then I tell them, you feel me? Oh, yeah, this teacher be on my ass. And give her a little bit of hell. Then
yeah.
Hey, man, y'all cool out. And they, all right, we going to give her a pass, you feel me, though? And then that student come back to class, you feel me, next couple of days or something like, hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the way you handled that at the school. Like, man, get off my dick, man. You were just in here finna go bad on me and all this shit. But, I mean, but at the end of the day, man, it just taught me, like, you feel me, though, to stand 10 toes no matter what.
Yeah.
Me to stand 10 toes and say solid with what's up.
So, moving right along, right? Now, you're a pro, right? What round did you go?
I got drafted in the first.
Okay. So where were you at when you heard that? You went to the...
I was at the high school.
Okay.
I was at Tech.
Yeah. That's big. I'm finna get right back into that real quick. I was asking somebody, right, that had an Oakland Bulldog shirt on. I said, who was the most famous athlete that went to Tech, right? And then he was like, Marshawn. I said, it's a toss-up between Marshawn and Ricky Henderson. But then I said this, though. I said, it might be Marshawn because people look at you as a rapper.
A rapper?
You part of the rap culture.
Oh, shit.
You part of the rap culture.
You know what I mean?
You part of, hey, if I'm watching TV
right now.
If I'm watching TV, if motherfuckers is watching TV and mute, they think you rap.
Man, that's just my appearance, man.
I know. I mean, shit, what else we can go off? Hey, look.
I got no heat. I got no bars.
You know what? I was going to ask you this question right before we get into the pro scene. When you retire, this is going to sound hella crazy. You're going to be like, cuz, crazy. But have you thought about wrestling? I mean, because you can make.
Man, what is we, WWF or WCW?
I mean, but did you think about it, though?
Yeah, man, that's hella funny because, man, I used to fuck with Razor Ramon for sure.
Yeah.
You feel me? I wanted the toothpick, you know what I mean? Little slick back.
Yeah.
Come through, you feel me? Rico Suave knocking all the pearl and all, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
You feel me? Then throw the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you already got the name.
Nah, you gotta be that. You gotta be that. You gotta stay in that character for too long, man.
Okay.
I done did what I had to do and get on by my business.
Well, I at least had to throw it out there because I could just see hella beast mode toys in Walmart and shit. I'd be like, man, any one of these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And then you press the little hand, right? You press the hand and it could talk and say this. I'm just here so I don't get fined, boss.
Look, don't be surprised you hear WWF reach out like, hey, we need to make this wrestling doll for you.
Yeah, they gonna reach out though. They gonna reach out though.
All right, man, go ahead and make sure you plug it for your boy, man. I won't be mad, man.
Because, I mean, shit, it only makes sense. You like to work out. You about, what, 34?
Yeah.
Okay. You could do that shit for another 16 years and you gonna touch 100 million.
Shit. I don't know if I got it in me.
Boy. Okay, well, shit.
I mean, shit. I'll say, with the way that everything be going, man, I don't put nothing past nothing. And I mean, shit, I done retired 3 times. So
Yeah. Man. I mean, you know, because I can see you in movies and shit like that. That's just a stepping stone. Yeah, because everything is about stepping stones. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So did you touch, your first team was Buffalo, right?
Facts.
Now, you were from California. You went all the way to New York.
All the way.
Every time I go out there to New York, New Jersey, I have a real issue. The motherfuckers don't like my California ass, right? Did you have that same
what
issue?
Was that?
I was in Jersey, New York. They just be tripping with me.
What? I go out to Jersey. I fuck around in Orange.
Okay.
East Orange. You know, I got some family out there, but... They show love out there.
Gotcha. They show me. My people show me love. I'm just giving you a hard time. But what? Were you getting in trouble out there a little bit?
You know I was, man.
Okay.
I couldn't stay out the way to save my life. And I mean, you know, and it was crazy because, you know, I mean, I done had my slip ups, my mishaps, you know what I mean, my trials and tribulations. But, you know, a lot of the trouble that I was getting in Buffalo was coming, you know, at the facility. And I mean, you know that.
Like at the Coliseum out there?
Yeah. Like Ralph Wilson Stadium. Like, yeah, man. I was fighting demons that was actually right there at the damn stadium where I go to work at. So
oh shit.
I mean, you know that they was on my bumper.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, okay. So how long was you in Buffalo? Like 2 or 3 years?
Four.
Four. Yeah. Okay. And then
out of there about the middle of my fourth year.
Gotcha. And then you went to Seattle?
Yeah.
How was it in Seattle?
You know what? Seattle was solid though.
Okay.
Seattle was solid. I mean, it was a change from Buffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up. And then, I mean, you know, just as the longer I stayed up in Seattle, the more I liked it.
Yeah. It grew on you.
Yeah.
Did you like Buffalo when you first got there?
You know what the thing is? I still love Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to lie, man. I love Buffalo.
Okay.
I just didn't. Me and the police out there, we couldn't find no common ground. We couldn't put it together.
What type of city is Buffalo? It's not New York City.
No, it's that what they call it, a blue collar or white collar. Like hard nose, just straight grinding. Like,
if you could compare it to a California city, what would it be like? Stockton?
It's like they just took a city and was like, shit, put it over there. All right, cool. Buffalo was with the shit. You feel me? They had, you know, they had they neighborhoods where over here it was all black. They had Puerto Ricans over here. Yeah. You know, they had the whites over here. But I mean, you know, it was as much as you know, I look at it for from leaving from California where it's just hella diverse.
Yeah.
You know, it was more just like, oh, this is what you get. Ain't no in-betweens or nothing like that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But I mean, you know, Buffalo, I swear, Buffalo was, I mean, I had an amazing time out there.
Gotcha. So it was a great way to break into the NFL.
I mean, yeah, especially for where I was at with, you know what I mean, and then how I get down with just like, you know, learning my surroundings and,
yeah,
you know, getting into environments and, you know, learning how to maneuver, seeing how different people move. You know what I mean? Because it was, you know, it was big. And other than that, you know, with being in college for what, the 3 years that I was, you know, I was right here at home. So I ain't never had to learn a new program or nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was right on time for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And did you like playing in Seattle more than Buffalo? Or was it just different?
No, it was just different. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know what, throughout my whole career, like, in the league, like, I've been blessed because, I mean, you know, with three of the teams that I done played for, all got, arguably say that they got the best fan base.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and then, you know, as far as, you know, what a city looking for in a team, you know, I represented that.
Okay.
It was just my off-the-field shit that, you know, had me a short stay up in Buffalo.
Okay. And I got to ask you a question. Remember that last play, 2 inches down when they should have gave Marshawn motherfucking Lynch the ball? That was one of my most hurtful moments in sports. I think number one was when Mike Tyson lost, when motherfucking UNLV got beat by Duke. I think Hulk Hogan when he lost.
Right back to this wrestling
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, Hulk Hogan was a lot of niggas' daddies because niggas' daddies wasn't there.
You know, right? Hulk Hogan, right?
What are you going to do, brother? But that was in my top five, though, when they didn't pass you the ball.
Man, look, I'm going to just take that as a compliment because, I mean, shit, the motherfuckers you just named, you feel me, they going down in history. Hall of Fames and arguably some of the greatest moments in sports.
Yeah.
So you feel me? Just to be, you know, into that, you know, mentioned in that company shit. That's, you know,
yeah.
I just take my blessings and I count them.
Yeah. From 1 to 10, I know you wanted to strangle that play, that coach, huh?
Man. I mean, you know, to be honest with you though, I mean, you know, you think about it over and over like, damn, you know, what would it have been? But, you know, more or less, you feel me? I really just be on my I take my goddamn experiences, my lessons learned, and
yeah,
you feel me? I like I said, I learned to navigate through them and take them for what they worth.
Gotcha.
It really put me in a good position though.
How so?
You said how so?
Yeah,
because I mean, you feel me? The type of person I am, like. Feel me? Yeah, I'm supposed to do exactly what you said, strangle them.
Yeah.
Or I'm supposed to, you feel me, get hot as hell, supposed to blow up, you know what I mean? All this, that, and the third, and got every excuse and some more shit. But you feel me? What it did was it gave me an opportunity to actually kick back and absorb everything that was going on and not, you know what I mean, react out of spite or out of the, you feel me, though, out of the,
yeah,
the quote-unquote black man stereotype and fuck everything up.
Yeah, yeah. You had an opportunity to exercise the mold and not the beast.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? You went on cruise control.
So, I mean, you feel me? But at the end of the day, it was more of a learning experience for me at the same time. And then, I mean, you know, I've been on some lately where I talk teachable moments.
Yeah.
And, you know, more than anything, you know, that situation right there, not only teachable moments for, you know, other youngsters that's coming up, but
yeah,
you know what I mean, for myself at the same time.
Do you think the reason why they didn't call you to play, because this is what the word on the streets was, that they didn't want they wanted the clean cut dude to be the motherfucking trophy that, you know, that's Sierra's husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted him because even though that he's black, he looks more like, you know, presentable, like the Heisman Trophy winner, like he's more like, and they couldn't just let Beast Mode do it, you know, because that'd be bringing too much back to the ghetto. Did you feel like that?
Nah, man, I don't know how they played it out or
yeah,
what the, all I know is we had an opportunity to have a dynasty Yeah. Back-to-back Super Bowls, and you know what I mean? That ain't the case right now.
Gotcha. Okay, okay. I got a question for you. It's a sports question. Is this a dynasty if, let's just say, a team go to the championship 15 times in a row, but only win one? Is that still a dynasty?
Ooh, I think you got to win them.
All of them?
Or just to win them? Because, I mean, you know, Buffalo had, what, 4 Super Bowls that they played in back-to-back, and, I mean, you know, they never won one.
Come up just a little bit.
I said, and they never won one. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if, you know, you look at the Bills as a dynasty with them losing, but, I mean, what's that? I think how many my boy went and won back-to-back? Tom Brady. How many Tom Brady got back-to-back?
I think like 3.
He did. He got a 3.
Something like that.
Now, there you go. That's what that looked like. Yeah. I don't know if losing them count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
you gotta
beginning.
Win them motherfuckers.
Yeah, you got.
Yeah, you got to put them things back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Warriors is a dynasty.
Yeah. Yeah. And boy, yeah, man. I know they had a town rocket for it.
Oh, I got to ask you another question real quick before we get into the Warriors, right? Yeah. If you was this coach, which coach would you be more upset if you were? Would you be more upset if you was Mark Jackson and built the Warriors, or would you be more upset if you was Doug Collins and got fired right before Jordan won that 6 in a row? Who would you be more bitter around?
Oh, shit. I mean, you know, to see Jordan on that run, man. But I mean, that's a tough situation. It's a fucked up situation, both of them.
But see, look, I mean, it depends. If I'm going with the you know, like I said, with my new mindset, like you feel me though. You know what I mean, you know, take everything with a grain of salt and learning experience.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's still a hard ass.
So when you got to Oakland Raiders. Yeah. I know that was a whole different feel.
Yeah, then you start talking about like, you know, like your dreams and shit.
Yeah.
You know, then you start talking your dreams. But I mean, you know, bigger than the dream, you know, just for myself, but just anybody that's from Oakland who, you feel me, was a diehard Raider fan, like, oh, the Raiders is leaving, like, damn. And then it's like, okay, well, you know, we out here, we fuck with Sean, not just because he doing his thing, playing ball or whatever, but we could actually catch this nigga walking down the street, you feel me, though, to McDonald's or something with a Jack in the Box bag. So, you feel me? I think that more so just, you know, gave, you know, the dream that, you know, a youngster that's, you know, growing up want to play ball, like, yeah, well, we know the Raiders ain't going to be here no more, but that nigga Sean played for him before they cut, though. So, you feel me? It was more so, you know, not only my dream, but, you know, for the youngsters that I do it for.
Definitely, because tangible is a motherfucker when you could touch something. You know, a lot of people can't see or touch people that they actually look up to. The fact that you're actually walking around during the time where they got, like, big salary caps and shit like that, they could walk up and see you. Because in the early, like, sports days, a lot of motherfuckers just used to have regular jobs. Like, a motherfucker might be a mailman and still be a quarterback.
And still be a quarterback, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I talk to a couple of OGs, and that's why they'll tell you, you know, during the off season, you know, like, they'll come tell, like, you know, youngster, you're in a good position. Because, you know, during our off season, you feel me, we had to – I was at Pack and Save, you feel me though, might see one of the fans and they like, man, I just seen you score a touchdown and you in here helping me pack my groceries. Like, thank you, man, I appreciate it. So, I mean, you know, at the same time, it made it more personal, but then it show you what, you know, what they fought for in order for us to be in the positions that we in now.
Definitely. Yeah. So what are
respect the OGs before me.
For sure, you got to, you know what I'm saying, because they paved the way. So, another question I want to ask, is it athletes job to speak out against social injustice?
No, it's not their job. I do not believe it's their job.
Okay.
I do not believe it's their job at all. But I mean, when you win it, and I mean, I don't feel that is, you know, I mean, necessary for you to be out, you know what I mean, in front of the cameras and every opportunity you get on their platform to make that, you know what I mean, your number one focus or whatever. But at the end of the day, like I said, if you in it and that's where you coming from, then I mean, you know, it ain't gonna hurt to speak on it. But it just depend on, you know, because a lot of motherfuckers talk, but shit, what you really doing though?
Yeah. So basically, if your heart is in it, fuck with it.
Get with it or get lost. You know how it go.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, do you think that they did Kaepernick wrong?
Yeah, they did. I mean, when you say they did him wrong, like, I mean, as far as Cap, you know, stepping up and speaking out, you know, on his issues, you know, that he had with the social injustice, hell yeah, because, I mean, you know, they promote that. You just got to see, you feel me? They was ready to, you know what I mean, take everything I had from me because I wouldn't talk. And then they put him in a position of where he is doing exactly what they want me to do.
Yeah.
So he doing it, and then, you feel me, he getting penalized for it. So it puts you in a position like, well, shit, it's one of those situations. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you just pick your poison.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because I was at Tommy T's one time, and I said, yeah, man, I was with Marshawn Lynch, right? You know, my intelligence. I said, yeah, man. I was with Marshawn Lynch. You know what I'm saying? And he was in the backstage, you know what I'm saying, getting some head. And they said, what you doing? He said, I'm just back here so I don't get fined, boss.
Did you say I was getting some head, or did you specify and tell him I was getting some top?
I said, head.
Ah, you should have thought it. She was just giving a head. I don't want it. She got to bring the toppy through.
So what about some of your business ventures? Do you got something going on with Mike Tyson?
I do. We got a fan-controlled football league.
Okay.
That'll be dropping, I believe, February.
Yeah.
But I'm co-owner with him.
That's my favorite athlete.
Tyson?
Hell yeah. Jeez. I mean, I just like crazy motherfuckers. I'm the same motherfucker that like...
And
like,
y'all got the same goal, too. He got the Tyson thing in there, like.
I knew that was coming. Man, hey, look. Hey, that motherfucker Mike Tyson is a damn fool. He said,
the night before my heavyweight championship fight, I must have had sex with a very, very sleazy woman because I caught gonorrhea, and when I punched, all you felt was fire.
I'm like, damn, you just going to take your sex drive out on the motherfucker?
Bruh. Dog. But I mean, you know, I ran into Tyson, you know, this was before all of this had kicked off. And, you know what I mean, we was running around in Vegas, and, you know what I mean, just while he was in there, we shopping and shit. And the bro was so down to earth and so kicked back. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm sitting there probably feeling like, this really Tyson, bro. But what really, though, I'm like, bro, this nigga cool as fuck, bro. Like, damn, this shit tripped me out. And I'm trying to, every moment while I'm in there, I'm just trying to soak. I'm like, man, I just want him to say just, it don't even matter. I'm trying to soak up all the game from bro right now. And then you go fast forward a couple years later.
Yeah.
And now we, you feel me, got, you know what I mean, opportunity to do some business with him. Like, man, that shit is a blessing.
Yeah.
A straight blessing.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I count him.
Okay.
I count him.
And you named your restaurant after your best friend.
Yeah.
Was it hard to get the lady to sell it?
No, it wasn't so much hard to get her to sell it, but it was because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I was going to, because, I mean, I grew up on her food, so I really didn't want to change too much. And I even, you know, tried to, you know, keep the name the same.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, that didn't work out. So, you know.
Okay.
I had to do what I had to.
Yeah. Where were you at when you got the call to Rob Bennett, you know?
I was getting ready to play. I was in Philly And we was finna get ready to play the Eagles. And it was what? Probably like, what, East Coast 3 hours ahead. So it was probably like maybe, I say about like 6 a.m. when I got the call. And I mean, I just, you know, because I mean, you know, I didn't, you know, he done came to, you know, Buffalo and, you know what I mean? And you know, Big Cub was so cool to the point where, you know, at the game at this time, you know, I was still young, trying to figure out my way. And, you know, I done brought, you know, the whole family out there. And, you know, they only give you a certain amount of tickets.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tell him, like, hey, look, they only gave me X, Y, and Z tickets and shit. And he like, what? Nigga, it's snowing outside. Man, if you don't quit playing, I'm finna roll up some of this good bud. And we finna, you know what I mean? It's better on TV anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, man, I want everybody to come. But, you know, just they whole, you know what I mean, you know, my fucking thought process to, you know, not being able to go. I'm thinking they're gonna be hot, but
yeah,
they was juiced. Like, man, we out here. We, you know what I mean? After the game, we gonna put it together. And, and I'm just like, oh, so that made me even more juice. So now I really wanna go out here and, you know what I mean, go tear shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I always thought he could have played basketball.
He probably could with that big ass 5'9" jersey on. He had a big ass 5'9" jersey on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, what other business ventures you got going?
I mean, you know, besides the besides the restaurant, you know, I got the clothing stores with the Beast Mode Apparel.
Is that Beast Mode too?
Nah, this Doty right here.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, through the restaurant, the Beast Mode Apparel, I got a real estate. I got a, man, you know what? I got a couple business ventures. And I mean, you know, as I'm growing, you know, I try to, you know, grow more. But, you know, through all of the businesses, probably my biggest and best one would be our foundation.
Family First?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've been rocking with that for, 15 years deep.
Yeah, yeah. So y'all be doing y'all thing at Tech?
We done upgraded, man. We done went and got us a building. We at the West Oakland Youth Center.
Oh, on Brockhurst?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, on Brockhurst. Y'all hiring?
Yeah.
Y'all got way to that motherfucker. Let me. Yeah, that's dope. But that's dope.
So, you know, but the foundation, the one that, you feel me, been having me going for the last 15 years. And I mean, you know, it was my first one and, you know, the one I'm, you know, most proud of. Because I mean, you know, I get opportunity to, you know, to help the kids, but also, you know, with most of my businesses are all family ran.
Yeah.
Where I know majority of the people I work with, you know, our family. So, you know, that's one of my biggest things though. If I put on, you know, I'm trying to bring the family with me.
Gotcha. Now, I don't know if it's a myth, but this one, the word on the streets is that you never spent none of your NFL checks. You only spent endorsement money. Is that true?
To a certain extent.
Ah, that nigga know how to keep some motherfucking money.
To a certain extent, you feel me? I mean, you know, it's a stacking situation, man. And I just remember what it was like being broke and shit. I ain't trying to go back there.
That's right.
Now,
before we end this, I've been watching this shit.
Hold on, we done?
No, hell no.
I'm fucking with you.
But, I've been watching this shit by this dude named Kevin R. Samuels about a high value man. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. Yeah, I'll plug you in and he be roasting chicks on the motherfucking internet. They call in, the chicks just be calling in to get roasted. He be on their ass. Now, this is what I want to know. You got a lot of bread. How do you view marriage?
How do I view marriage?
Like, would you get married?
You know what? To be honest, I don't know. I mean, and if, you know, if it came down to it, it'd have to take a special woman.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, this is what I want to know. This is part two of this shit, because I got a few to ask about.
Prenup!
You already know I knew that nigga was going to say that.
Yeah, man. Prenup! I am somebody who, you know, I pay attention to my surroundings and, you know, just how I was raised. I mean, you know, that ain't too much of, you know, something that we see. But, I mean, you know, I've seen it work, but I know that shit was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're a millionaire. Does the chick that you actually have to fuck with, do you, because Kevin R. Samuel said, he said, men don't care about a woman's money. That's your money. You know what I'm saying? But does a woman have to make a certain amount of money to fuck with you?
No, a woman don't have to make me happy.
Yeah.
Woman don't have to make me happy. I go get my own bread.
Yeah.
I go get my own bread. But if she can make me happy, then shit, we got something. You know what I mean? We got something we can work with.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you got kids yet?
No.
Damn, I know your ass is looking like a motherfucking steak walking around this motherfucker.
Damn.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, shit, man. We done. I think we had a good interview or whatever, whatnot. Yeah. Is it anything that you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I mean, I just, you know what I mean? I'm not sure how long you've been rocking, but I mean, regardless to, you know, whatever, you know what I mean, was going on or how you, you know, what show, what is it, your style of getting down.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you wouldn't be born for show, but, you know, just to see you getting down and rocking the way that you rocking, like, man, it's motivation for me.
Thank you, man.
Motivate me.
For sure, man. Where can people find you at?
Where they can find me at?
Yeah, what's your Instagram?
You can look me up. Look me over there. Yeah. Man, shit. I try my hardest to be where I'm not.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're looking for me, you probably ain't going to find me.
And you know what else this is what else I got to say to you. You know what I actually think is hella dope that you do? When you speak in third person like you're not there. Like, you know, beast mode, like they say this. Hey, Deion Sanders, he said, hey, man, we love y'all. Oh, no, we love you. And you said, beast mode, love y'all. You know, like you was a whole different nigga.
But you know, Deion, shit, that's another one. Like, you know, when I see that, that's cool as fuck, solid. And you know what I mean? So I knew when Deion pushed up on me, you feel me? You talking about when we was hollering at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, you know, we just hollering, like, yeah, shit, yeah. How me and you hollering. That's how, you know what I mean? That's how me and Deion was kicking game. So it wasn't like, you feel me? I ain't looking like it was, you know, nothing formal or nothing. I mean, even if it was, man, shit, you still going to get the same me anyway. So it ain't make no difference. And, you know, Deion creative and shit. So, you feel me? You got to come with it when you hollering at Deion.
Yeah, Deion is a playboy.
You feel me? He's a player. So, I mean, you know. At that time, you feel me, Deion, he came with it. So, I mean, I had to make sure that I came with my A game.
You know what? Do you think that one of the things that a lot of the inner city lacks in public school is mentors?
I think what we lack in inner city is confidence.
Mm.
Confidence.
Do you think that stems from home? Because like a lot of people grew up in like single mother housing.
I mean, I wouldn't say it like that. But it's more so just a confidence and believing in yourself. And when I say that, it's like not on no sucker shit. But I mean, if you grew up in Oakland, especially around the time I was growing up, you know, you got a lot of you either going to be dead or in jail by this age or, you know, oh, no, you can't do that. Or, oh, no, you can't do that. And, oh, don't do that. And it's, you know, it's a lot of no's and a lot of, you know what I mean, doubt, you know what I mean, before you even get started into what you want to do. And I think that shit just play a trick on your mind to, you know, whether you show it or not, but it's always that thought, which why I was telling you,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I had, you know, some self-doubt,
yeah,
you know, growing up, which is why, you know, which is why I felt that way. But then you got to understand, like, even, you know, in the point when I was in school, all through college, I was in special resource classes,
yeah,
AKA, which they call the, you know, the retarded classes. So, I mean, you know, junior high all the way till I'm done at Cal, I'm in those special resources, AKA retarded classes. So, I mean, you know, just to stand up on my own and be confident in what I'm really actually doing, I mean, I really couldn't do that because yeah. I always felt like, you know, oh, maybe I'm not smart enough. That's why I'm in the retarded classes. And then, you feel me, like, oh, I can't do this work. So, you know, my teacher's telling me, oh, you gonna end up in jail or you gonna end up dead. And then, I mean, you know, you hear that from shit just about everybody. So, you know, that shit started to play a trick on you.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, as you, well, I'm gonna say as I grew older, I learned a four-letter word that I think, you know, changed my life. And I mean, you know, I was glad I found it when I did, but I wish I would have found it earlier. I probably wouldn't have had as much trouble, but it was a help.
Yeah.
It was just simply help.
Yeah.
I mean, once I learned help, I think I utilized that motherfucker to the point where motherfucker was mad at me. Like, damn, nigga, you always asking for some help. Like, what's wrong? Like, I tell him, homework. I'm looking at math, which is one of my favorites. I'm looking at math, 1 + 1. Like, hey, can you help me with this? You feel me? Like, even though I know it, I'm telling motherfucker to help. Now, I don't know what made me do that, but I'm tell you, like, you know, from early elementary school to when I learned help, which was about my 10th, 11th grade year, then that's when it really changed. And then, you know, it all come together when you start painting a picture. 10th grade, you know, get the letter from Tyrone Willingham, and then I'm feeling bad because, you know, at that time, this the first handwritten letter that any of us, you know, at the schoolhouse done seen. So it's like, damn, I got one. And then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, but I can't even read this motherfucker. Yeah. Like, man, this tough. So I'm out there giving my letters to my folks, like,
yeah.
Huh, bro, you can have this. And then, you know, it come with a, you know, hey, we interested in having you come to our school. And then it's like almost like, oh, here's a questionnaire, you know, fill this out. And I had shit. I don't know how many questionnaires, but I'm like, shit, you didn't get one? Like, no, I ain't get one, bro. Well, shit, you got one now, huh? I go on my backpack, give a questionnaire. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Shit, the same thing I'm doing. Fill it out and send it in. I don't know, but I'm on there lying, writing, filling out questionnaires about why I want to come to their school, what I know. And then, I mean, you know, just as the more I started getting them, the more I started giving them out, the more I started learning because, you know, it was actually people who knew about college that actually was filling them out. And I'm looking at their shit like, what's your major, your first major, your second major, grad, undergrad? And I'm like, what the fuck is on? I don't even know all this.
Shit,
but,
I'm 42 you know, and I still don't know that shit.
But I'm saying.
Hey, sociology, social science. Hey, but
look,
I
seen some of my folks writing, you feel me, writing out some of the shit that they wanted to get into. I'm like, oh, well, oh, that's what this is.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, around the same time now, oh, hey, bro, help me with this.
Yeah.
Okay. Then all of that started to work. And then I started learning, like, okay, I started getting into that Italian that you scratch my back, I scratch your back type shit. Okay, well, look, bro, I got all these questionnaires for colleges, but I don't know how to fill them out.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, bro, I'll give you one if you help me fill out my shit.
Yeah.
All right, look, if I give you one, bro, can you help me with my homework type shit?
Yeah.
You feel me? When I'm not running up underneath my sweetheart, like, baby, can you help me with this? You help me with this homework?
Yeah.
You feel me? So, I mean, you know, all of it started to, you know, started to play out. And, you know, like I said, it got better for me.
Yeah.
So once I came up off that burden, like, I'm not going to be scared to go and ask for help, you know, shit started changing for me.
You know what's crazy? Because I'm listening to you and I'm thinking about a lot of your obstacles, but I think your superpower is that you hung in there.
Yeah, because shit. I mean, I ain't had no choice.
You know, I mean, a lot of motherfuckers would have quit a long time ago, though.
Yeah, but I mean, shit. You know, I mean, I really do be feeling like, you feel me, though, sometimes just like maybe our town mentality. Like, I mean, you know, it plays, you know, to our advantage when we want it to.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, like I said, I've been broke. I've been poor. I've been struggling. I've been hungry. I've been dusty. I've been dirty. I've been shitty. I've been everything you could think of. So when it comes down to it, it's like, shit, in order not to do that,
yeah,
I got to make something happen.
Yeah.
And then everybody that I was looking up to at that time was either getting knocked off, you feel me, or niggas was in jail.
Yeah.
So it was like, damn, well, I mean, I know I ain't trying to get knocked off, and I know for sure I ain't trying to be in jail. So, and then, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, the community also, you know, pushed and helped, you know, to put me in, you feel me, where I was at as well. Cause I mean, shit, one of the biggest D-boys that I know end up, you know what I mean, was one of the coaches at the same time, and he was from Goldenville. And when I come out there and he like, oh boy, I ain't know you get out like this. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it because I ain't got no brick. Man, go on with that, man. Tell moms to come push up and we going to handle that.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, cool. Mama, nigga said come push up.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get that.
That's like a butter rim just football. Where the fuck is Birdie at, this motherfucker?
On mamas. But, I mean, you know, like, at the time, though, you feel me? I say, like, I mean, you know, everybody, I mean, you know, when you think of the hood, motherfucker always think, like, in a negative mindset. And, I mean, you know, shit, when you grow up in it, you get that. But, I mean, you know, it just depends on how you channel, you feel me, though, your experiences and how you get down with shit. And, I mean, you feel me? A lot of the negative shit that I seen and that, you know, I might have been, what you call that, had aspirations to doing, you know, the motherfuckers who I was looking up to while they was into that, you know, in that life, kind of was like, look, bro, you saucy as fuck with this shit. Like, I ain't just saying that, but you raw though, bro.
Yeah.
So look, instead of taking this, look, take this, keep doing that. And if you do some more of that, then I'll shoot you a little bit more of this. But yeah, I ain't going to give you none of this because you too raw with this.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, good looking, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I don't even want that because I seen what you did to my folks over there. He ain't come back with the shit that he was. Yeah. So, nigga, you keep that. But look, you keep on showing me love, man. Yeah. We're going to be good.
You know what? Where the fuck did your size come in at? Because I seen an OAO clip where you looked like you was about 175. Then it seemed like you just turned into Incredible Hulk. That nigga went from Spider-Man to Incredible Hulk. What is this nigga eating?
Nigga, Pop-Tarts, nigga, strawberry Pop-Tarts and
And
maple brown sugar oatmeal, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I started slamming that shit in college. Cause nigga, I couldn't crack 200 to save my life.
Yeah.
But I got off that off them Pop Tarts and then maple brown sugar oatmeal, and that shit started sticking on your boy.
Yeah.
He said, you went from Spider-Man to Incredible Hulk. Like, what's that?
Hey, if Skittles was chocolate in the middle, what would they be called?
M&M?
Yep.
Look, I knew you were going to have some fire for me, man.
You know,
but look, I wouldn't be right, man. You feel me? Because we got family, man. And every time, though, man, every time we see them, though.
Oh, shit.
Family, you gotta flow, man. I wouldn't be doing justice to our family if you ain't... If you ain't bust down for a long time, man, because they don't know. I don't really like you know, bringing them up too much. Cause
yeah,
you know they,
yeah.
You so, know they like to
do
be.
Do I have to do the research or just bust it?
Nah, you just bust it because you
to
know.
My nigga Asel, oh Zazel, Ezel, and Azel. He my nigga Emmanuel. He my nigga Gargamel and Azrael. I'm Rudeo, Dudeo.
All the L's.
Oh, shit. So this is where that shit came from.
You feel me?
My nephew, Emmanuel, has a cousin named Anzel, Hernell, Lionel, and I don't even know the other ones, but it's hella L's like that. So when Emmanuel was little, he used to, his cousin, they used to come past my house at elementary school, and when I used to take out the garbage in the morning, I used to be on the porch of my boxer saying that shit.
Man, I'm telling you, every time you see him, we pull up, and he bust that flow for us. So it's only right, man. Yeah. You know, I just had to make sure I kept it all the way solid and not let him get away without busting that flow, though.
For sure. Hey, we on Instagram platinum with that shit. But, yeah, man, we finna get out of here, man. Thanks
it's
for
all good, family.
For sure, man.
Yes,
well,
Lord.
This is my special guest, Marshawn, the Beast Mode Lynch. I want him to wrestle, you know what I'm saying? But I am LDs, also known Lawrence One, for another episode of I Need to Know. And as usual, come on, you know what I want.
Right.